Welcome to the Paleo View. I'm Stacey Topp. I lost 135 pounds and drastically improved my whole family's health adopting a paleo lifestyle. My husband Matt, who happens to be the producer of this podcast, and I blog our recipes, successes, and struggles at paleoparents.com. Matt and I have authored two cookbooks, Eat Like a Dinosaur, a family-friendly recipe and guidebook for kids, and the upcoming Beyond Bacon, which is a paleo recipe book respecting the whole hog, nose to tail, due out in hardback July 2nd, 2013. We have a passion for family-friendly meals that are practical, affordable, and sustainable to the earth, as well as our long-term health.
And I'm Sarah Ballantyne. I was a scientist before becoming a full-time stay-at-home mom and the blogger behind thepaleomom.com. I'm also the author of the upcoming book, The Paleo Approach, available for pre-order now off Amazon and due out September 28th, 2013. Both my blog and The Paleo Approach are heavily focused on the autoimmune protocol. I also blog about the practical application of the paleo diet and share wonderful recipes.
Next up, news and views, where Sarah and I catch up and you get to listen to our gossip. Long time no chat, Sarah.
I know. Crazy.
So, I think we're both a little more than frustrated that we spent
2 hours,
over 2 hours yesterday, trying to put together what would have been a really awesome show.
Like, we rocked that show.
Blood sugar regulation with Amy Kubal. Hello. Would have been awesome. Well, it was awesome. We just can't share it with anybody because Skype fail. Who knows what, but Skype kept crashing and we kept trying to make sure that the podcast was recording despite all the technical difficulties. And of course it didn't. So, we went, you and Matt came on today to record what we thought would just be 10 more minutes to finish up the Science with Sarah segment that we couldn't get to finish yesterday because Skype kept failing. And turns out Matt was like, well, there's no point in recording just 10 minutes
because the file's corrupted and there's nothing.
There's absolutely nothing.
Like all the files. I mean, it was separate files because it kept crashing and all the files were corrupted.
And so poor Amy was such a trooper and so patient with us when we kept being like, we have to hang up and call you again.
And I, you know, one of those times I had to like completely uninstall and reinstall Skype in order to get it to work on my computer. So, I mean, it wasn't like a quick hang up and then call back 10 seconds later. It was like, okay, we can't figure this out for 15 minutes. Like it crashed. I don't know what's going on with Skype. It crashed my computer. I tried to log in on my phone. It crashed my phone. I tried to log in on my iPad and it crashed my iPad. So, who knows if even this is recording now? I mean, I feel very jaded and cynical right now.
I have my doubts.
Yeah, I do too.
So what we've decided, because we're both, well, maybe not you, but I'm pretty burned out. It's been a very busy week for us as we began the marketing for Beyond Bacon this week. Everybody got the review copies and I didn't get very good sleep the night before last and the night before that. Which I talked about yesterday.
That was a great discussion and everyone's going to miss it.
So I had this like weird nightmare thing because I'm just really stressed and I had a dream where I was being like maniacally chased. And then on top of it, I had taken melatonin because I hadn't slept well the night before and I wanted to make sure that I got a very good night's sleep. And melatonin totally exaggerates dreams. And so my nightmare was exaggerated and that made for awful sleep as well.
Did you do better last night?
I did. I had good sleep last night, thankfully.
See, and I didn't. I'm burnt out just from like that last hard slog to get all my materials in for the paleo approach. And, what I find when we record, I find I get such a rush when we record the podcast that I always find it takes me like extra long to wind down after. And then because of all the Skype issues, we finished extra late. And then, so I took me a long time to wind down. And then for some reason I like woke up early and was just wide awake. I don't know what happened.
So can you hear my treadmill desk right now?
Oh, only if I pay really, really close attention. Hey, because I'm actually standing at mine. And I was like, oh, I really feel like walking right now. I was actually like walking like right up until the time that I was trying to figure out why you weren't calling because of Skype being stupid.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Okay. So mine's, I don't think mine, because mine's an old treadmill. Tell me, can you hear mine?
Well, I would have to turn mine off.
Okay. Well, no, hey. Let's try it because
it's just a short chit-chatty show anyway.
It's short chit-chatty show. So, hey, Monica, comment on the show notes and let us know if the sound of us walking while we record a podcast is like horrific and like really distracting, or if you can't hear it, because that would be good for us to know, because I think I would probably, I don't know, sometimes I'm too tired probably to walk when we record, but sometimes it would like really, really just help me relax. And so it'd be nice to know that in terms of sound, it's an option.
Yeah. And Monica will put a link in the show notes to both of our desks. But as a recap, you already had a treadmill. So you just got the thingy that went over your treadmill.
Which is ridiculously awesome. Like, it's just huge. And it's, you know, it's like a real, real desk. It's got room for everything.
And mine...
Yours is all in one built-in together, right?
Well, it's two separate pieces. Like, I could take the treadmill part and put it under any desk that I wanted. But locks into place while you're using it. It's meant to go together. Yeah, so they have, like, different desks. Like, if I wanted to upgrade to the electronic one that rises up and down, which is excessive, Matt and I can manually move the desk. But if I wanted to upgrade, I wouldn't have to get the whole new unit. I could just get like...
Are you on Instagram? Go on Instagram. You got your phone beside you?
Yeah.
Take a picture of your desk right now.
Why?
Because it's like, cool for Instagram. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Except that I can't like really take a great picture without getting off of it.
Yeah, I'm like, it's very blurry. This is an awful podcast. We went from awesome to awful really quickly.
I know, isn't it sad?
So anyway, my point was that I haven't really talked about it a lot because remember I got that one off Craigslist and I was like, oh, it's so awesome, and then 2 weeks later it broke and it wasn't actually awesome at all. So I was hesitant to talk about the new treadmill desk, but we've had it for a couple of weeks now. And Matt's been averaging almost 5 miles a day when he works in the blog and the podcast and stuff. And then I've been averaging like 2 miles a day just in the evenings.
But you're also standing up at work.
And I'm doing standing at work. And I'm doing CrossFit. And I'm training for a 5K. So if I don't freaking lose some weight, clearly there's something else going on. Because I'm putting it to the max. But yeah, so we're finally like thrilled enough with the treadmill desk that we're ready to say, if you don't really have a treadmill, this is the one that we recommend. Because we did a lot of research and wanted to wait until we thought for sure it was what we recommended.
Yeah, I did too. And the one that I got, I've been extremely happy with. I've had it for a couple months now. And mine is a great option if you already happen to have a treadmill hanging out in your basement somewhere, which I did. So, like the tread desks. It's much, much better than sitting. I like it better than sitting. Yeah, this is a really terrible podcast, isn't it?
Okay, so we talked some yesterday. You put up your review post for Beyond Bacon, and that was really awesome. So thank you for that. And,
yes, I have claimed Beyond Bacon as my niece or nephew. I haven't figured out if the book is a niece or a nephew, but I have decided I'm the book's auntie. Yeah. And don't you like how I just like totally pronounce that in an American way?
Auntie is not
auntie?
An American way.
Mm-mm. No? How do you... Okay. I was just saying...
I don't know. I guess a lot of people do say aunt, but a lot of people say aunt.
Okay. It'd be totally more Canadian to say auntie.
Oh, okay.
So, sorry, Canada. I've been here a long time. It does get to you eventually, those accents. You know, it's going to be really fun. I'm going to Canada for 3 weeks next month.
What? And,
Yeah, didn't I tell you that?
3 weeks?
Well, 20 days, including travel days. So I guess it's only like 2.5 weeks, really.
It's a really long time. Are you guys going as a family?
Yeah, I'm taking the girls by myself. And then my husband, he can't take that much time off work. So then he's going to meet us sort of like a week and a half in and spend a week there. And then we'll all fly home together. And we haven't been home in like 2 years. So because it's just it's a long ways because home is the west coast of Canada. So from Atlanta, it's a long travel day. And it's a 3-hour time difference, which is really, really rough with kids. Like as an adult, you know, you can just kind of deal with it. But with kids, it's just a whole other ball game. And it's really expensive now that we have to buy my youngest a seat as well. So it'll be great, though. I'll actually have my lap free for this trip, which will be the first in a long, long time. Because I think I only did a couple of trips with my oldest before my youngest was born after she turned two. But yeah, so we're going to go and I'll probably still be working on the book because that will be editing time. But I will have the advantage of doing it in the Pacific time zone. So that should be helpful for me for at least those few weeks. And yeah, we just decided we needed to go home and see home and be home for a while. So that will totally bring back my Canadian accent.
Awesome. I'm really looking forward to the Canadianisms. We haven't had those in a while.
Yeah, I guess we just haven't talked about cilantro and avocado for a while, right?
Oh, I just heart you right now. You just made this whole podcast worthwhile.
There we go. It's getting better by the minute. my accent always like, it's funny because the first couple of days when I go home, I'm like, oh, there is an accent. Like that's when I can really hear it.
Like you hear it in other people.
Yeah. Like, and you know, I'll hear it in my family and I'll be like, oh, that's what, you know, people are always talking about with my accent. Cause normally I'm like, that's just normal. I don't really hear the differences usually. And then like 2 days in or 3 days in, I won't be able to hear it anymore because I'll be speaking it. But then you'll be able to hear it. And those will be some fun podcasts recorded from Canada, I'm sure. Because I'm totally assuming we're still going to record podcasts and I'll just be in Canada.
I'm looking forward to having your mom just like randomly come on to the
show. She totally will, except that it'll be because I'll be 3 hours difference from you then. My kids will be up, so it'll be like her job to watch the kid.
Oh, man.
I know. But it's like really like usually mild and sunny in the summer, so they could just like totally be playing outside. But it'll be a whole other, talking about sound issues, it'll be a whole other ball game because my mom lives on this cul-de-sac with like 20 kids who like play in the cul-de-sac like all day. So, you know, it'll be fun. We'll figure it out. Oh, see? Canada coming out right there. Just thinking about it.
Okay, so we just wanted to let everybody know that we're sorry that we don't have a real show this week. We tried. We tried really hard. And Sarah and I thought about trying to record another show, another topic this week. And honestly, I think I would have preferred to gouge out one of my eyeballs. So we're doing this thing. We're checking in. We're letting you know we're fine. We're good. We hope you're fine. You're good. We hope you have a great week. And
we will be re-recording last night's show with Amy in a few weeks. So you will get that show because it was going to be an awesome show. It'll just be in a few weeks.
In the meantime, because there were some epic questions asked, if you are looking for someone to help you manage your dietary choices in some sort of way, Amy is awesome and you can find her at robwolf.com. She does consulting services there, or you can tweet her at Amy KRD on Twitter. And then let's see. Next week we're going to have an epic podcast. We're kicking off the kind of couple weeks of Beyond Bacon related podcasts as much as you can about technically Beyond Bacon's a cookbook, but really it's more than that. So that's what we're going to get into next week. We're going to be guest
with a capital G.
Yeah. Guest, Joel Salatin is going to be joining us, the king of all that is pastured farming and the sustainable food movement leader, I would call him. I mean, he works closely with anyone you could possibly think of in the industry to really gain momentum for a focus on humane and sustainably raised meat in particular, but just the food movement. So he actually wrote the foreword to Beyond Bacon. We're just delighted and honored that he was so willing to participate in our project. We happened to buy some of our meat from Polyface because he's not far from us, and we visited his farm before, and he's just really as genuine as he appears in movies like Food Inc. and on his site and Facebook page and stuff like that. So he's going to be on the podcast, and we'll be talking a little bit of the science about why pastured meat is better, and we'll also be talking about, you know, him and his awesomeness and some of that kind of stuff. So
yeah, it's going to be really cool. Show.
Don't let this show stop your subscription, because next week is going to be awesome.
Yeah, we promise. Is there anything else that we can tell people? I reviewed Beyond Bacon and it rocked.
I think we covered that already.
Yeah. I started a newsletter.
Yeah. You're trying to get on that marketing train.
Yeah, totally. Well, I think, you know, really, I've been so frustrated with Facebook lately.
No joke.
Because it doesn't, like, the whole point of social media is to connect with people who are interested in, you know, the content that I provide. And Facebook now puts so many barriers to connecting with people that it's, like, it's not pointless, but it's on its way. So it just feels, you know...
There are people who have made a profession out of navigating Facebook for businesses because they put so many restrictions on pages. And I literally cannot reach more than 20% of the people who want to reach me on my page at this point. It is so ridiculous.
Well, you're up to 20% because I mean,
no, that's the most that I can.
Yeah. I mean, 20% if something happens to get a lot of likes and a lot of comments and a lot of shares. And then there's like this weird formula that the more a photo or a status update or a link are liked and commented on and shared, then more people will see it. But it like starts at like 6%, I think, is the baseline. And I have to say, whoever said it was 6%, I think that's an overestimation, because I'll often have, you know, a status update that a couple hundred people will see. Like, it's ridiculous. So the great thing about a newsletter is it's direct. So people who are interested in what I have to say can sign up for it, and then there's no filter. And there's no, like, they have to log on to check. Like, they just get it delivered to their inbox. And then if you're not interested, you don't have to subscribe, or you can see what it is and then you can unsubscribe later. And there's, you know, there's just no strings. It's just connection, which is like the whole point. So
I,
Facebook rant and a Skype rant all in one.
Yeah. I've created a list for a newsletter, but I have not dedicated myself to figuring out how to start. And there's only so much I can ask of Monica and Matt. And so it's just one of those things that's a little lower on the list. But we'll get there too, because I do think I hear from a lot of people that say, I like your stuff. I want to be notified. And, you know, how do I get it? Because I can't seem to figure it out through Facebook. So just as a reminder, everybody, if you are trying to get to us on Facebook, you can sign up for notifications through the page rather than just say show in newsfeed. If you click the get notified button, then you'll get a notification for every time that we post something. And then you have much more likely chance of actually seeing it.
Yeah. I get all the Paleo Parents notifications.
I get all the Paleo Mom notifications.
Sweet. You know what's funny, though? I don't actually remember ever, like, signing up to get them. They just kind of started one day, and I was like, oh, cool. I'm, like, getting all the Paleo Parents stuff now. Facebook's weird.
I don't know. And we're both now using Instagram. I got you.
Oh, I'm looking at your... Oh, totally look how pretty it. Yours is.
Oh. My little desk?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. It's Bluetooth enabled, Sarah.
Holy moly.
I know. I love it.
Well, mine works.
Yours this was less expensive because you already had the treadmill.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was...
But if someone doesn't already have the treadmill, this is definitely the one that I would recommend.
Oh, yeah. And it would be cheaper to get the one... If you were going to use it just as like a treadmill desk, it would be cheaper to get the one that you got than to get the treadmill and the desk separately.
Because yours, you could go faster if you want to. Like, I think the reason that these are able to be a little bit cheaper than a real treadmill plus the desk is because they only go up to 4 miles.
Yeah, I can go like 10 miles an hour on a 15 degree incline. So
yeah, I got that.
But the thing is people should know is when you set it up to be a desk, you're so much farther back from the front of the treadmill that it would not be safe to go that fast anymore. Like you don't have enough room behind you to actually have a long stride safely. At least I don't. It's not safe for me to do. I mean, somebody else who has better, you know, balance and coordination might be able to make it work. But that is one of the sort of like downsides of converting a treadmill into a tread desk is it then really just becomes a tread desk. Like it's not, I'd have to move the desk, which I could do. I could move the desk if I wanted to do some, you know, running or something on the treadmill. But good thing is I don't. So it's all good.
Cool. Well, I'm going to go.
Yeah, I'm going to go to bed. I'm tired.
So, sorry, everybody. I hope we're not a complete waste of your time. And we'll be back.
I'm sorry that we were a complete waste of your time this week, but
we'll be back next week with enough to make up for it with awesome Jewel Salatin. And then we promise to redo the show with Amy Kubal after we've let the pain of last night move away from us a little bit to engage again.
Yeah, and hopefully seen some. I'm hoping it's there will be a new Skype update. Whenever there's updates that kind of break software, there's usually like another update right behind it. So I'm hoping that will happen and it'll all be a distant memory very soon.
Cool. So have a great one, everyone. Whatever that is, make it great. Be positive.
That's good advice.
Talk to you later, Sarah.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to The Paleo View. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes. You can also support us by shopping for our favorite paleo products on the sidebars of our individual websites or by donating through PayPal.
It's like this show is like doomed to never happen, isn't it?